Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's Sean.
And Eli.
And we are, first of all, just so humbled and grateful for all of the feedback that we've been getting as all of you have been listening to season two. It's been amazing. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to talk a little bit about just sort of what's going on, what's next, but also how you can all get more Alba if you want more Alba in your life. It's been a crazy journey. We're just at the end now. Eli, you've been working 12-hour days.
It's been a little bonkers. Yeah, I basically took several weeks off of freelance work to devote to Alba, yeah.
So Why did you create Alba, and what's it feel like now that we finally, 4 years later, put out season two?
Yeah, I started the whole thing just to create audio drama for the love of it and for the sake of creating something that is fun and uplifting, and this season especially sort of has the messages that I need in my life, really.
Yeah, but this season was hard for you too, because we were pushing into an arc that was more dramatic.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. It's been, people have really dug that, so I'm very happy.
Yeah. So why don't you just talk briefly about what's coming next? So where's our focus going short term now?
Next in the pipeline is Other Bothers, The End of Time and Other Bothers. If you have not heard it, it is our actual play improv comedy podcast set in the same world as Alba. It's a damn good time, and it's coming back. We have a holiday special coming out a couple days before Christmas, and then we are back on track every 2 weeks starting January 13th.
And we're also starting on Axe and Crown. We are writing. We are starting the next 6 scripts.
Mm-hmm.
We are super excited.
We've reached out to the cast. They're damned excited to get back in there too.
We also wanted to make sure they were still alive, just, you know. and also, announcement, we're going to be at PodCon. PodCon 2, January 18th to 20th in Seattle.
Yeah, PodCon 1 a year ago was a blast. It was so great to meet so many other fans of shows and other creators of shows.
And we're going to have a booth, so stop by, say hi, and I think we're going to try and do a meetup.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to – details will be on our Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, so watch all those channels for details.
Yeah, so we want to throw some kind of meetup together just because, well, to celebrate season two. So we'll get more out there. Okay, so this is the pitch part. So Eli, this time when we were in studio for recording Alba season two, we recorded a few secret things that have not been put out yet.
Yeah, there's a bunch of bonus scenes that are going to be out on our Patreon. And those go out to our $5 and up subscribers. We'll also have our usual weekly Farlorian Fridays, which is a little grab bag of everything. There's going to be commentaries on each episode. There's going to be sound effects and music breakdowns. Those are going to be continuing, and lots of other behind the scenes stuff. We just put out a bunch of outtakes from Alba Salix season two.
Yeah. And Farlorian Fridays are for any patron at any level. Yeah. And I have to say the response to when you break apart the sounds and how they're created, the music has been, those are my favorite episodes, and people love them.
Yeah. Those are a lot of fun to do too.
And we also have a special offer running right now on Patreon. If you join at the $5 level by January 1st, you will be sent this super awesome new sticker that we had commissioned by Catherine Green, who is amazing, of the Other Bothers crew. And it's an amazing sticker, and I can't wait to send it out to
everyone. It's super adorable. Go check it out.
So that's everything. You can find everywhere we are if you visit albusalix.com. You can also join our mailing list if you want to be notified of things like PodCon, etc. We don't send out that often. But we just want to end with saying thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We know that not everyone can give financially, and it means so much to us when you leave us a review, when we see you talking about the show on Twitter and Facebook and sharing it with people.
Doing cool fan art and things.
Oh, it's just amazing. So we want to say thank you to everyone, and we will have further announcements on Alba Season 3, and we look forward to talking to you all very soon.
Yeah. Thank you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I got this really strange email last night.
I need to see what's going on with this mystery file.
Hey, it's a map of a town called Ocean Bay.
Someone sent these images to you for a reason.
I'm so lost right now.
When was the last time you chose a direction and followed it?
I'm going to Ocean Bay.
We don't get many tourists this time of year.
Ocean Bay is a friendly town, but we're not that friendly.
I never sent you an email. I don't even know you.
And why exactly are you here?
The map is the reason we're here.
Maps help when you're lost.
Do you know what a trap street is?
Trap streets aren't real. They don't exist.
Don't trust anyone unless they give you a reason to trust them.
I think he's dead.
How could so much damage happen to a human body in such a short period of time?
What the hell is going on here?
From the creators of Strange Air, this is Trap Street.
So maps can have secrets.
Yes, maps can have secrets.